Hello everybody and welcome to episode 98 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 4th of September 2009. Well, this is probably a special one-off podcast that's about the end-to-end cycle that I did last month, so I know I've already done a video blog about it, but the thing is, video blog, you can only do it 10 minutes long, so there's an off chance this may go on for longer. If you haven't seen the video blog, if you go to the end-to-end website, which is endtoend-cycle.co.uk, and you'll see it on there basically. Anyway, now to get on to the cycle. Right then. So if you've been following my website for quite a long time, you probably know that I've been wanting to do the cycle for about at least 5 years now, but I wanted to do it when I was going out of job. So basically, I'll tell you how I found out about the cycle in the first place. So I was just doing a search for my village in Clern, and I just happened to find that somebody in the village had cycled from Donegal to Llandudno. Until I read that, I'd never thought about doing it. I suddenly thought, oh, that looks like a really good idea. I like cycling, and I thought, well, it's a good way to see the country. So I say, if it's 5 years ago, I started thinking about doing it, because I didn't realize just how much work it would take, because originally me and Rob were going to do it, and well, I couldn't plan it in time then, we ended up breaking up, but nothing to do with it, the cycle, we just happened to part our own ways. And then, again, when I was sort of going with Mike, I thought, bugger it, I want to do it before it 30, so basically, I started looking into it more and more, and originally Mike said he really wanted to do it, but then during the cycle, unfortunately, hurt his knee and ended up having to pull out, which was a bit of a shame because basically our relationship ended up breaking up at the same time, which, well, was a bit of a bummer, but we don't really need to go into this podcast. So basically, we went up to Johnny Groats on the Friday, which was the 7th off the top of my head, 7th of August. So we basically, Mark Joe was up very nicely and he wanted to do hot air balloons, which meant he had his four-wheel drive and also a trailer with a hot air balloon, we also put a bike and everything in it. And on the way up, we stopped at my parents' village called Clern, so we could have a rest, and also Mark could go hot air balloon, which is quite funny because I don't think anybody's ever taken off in a hot air balloon from Clern before. It's basically the talk of the entire village, like everybody, not everybody, but it felt like half the village was out basically watching Mark take off, which is quite interesting. And then, anyway, then the next day, we drove the rest of the way up to Johnny Groats. I can't believe how long it takes to get to Johnny Groats, to be honest. It just seems to take for a long, long time. And so I've never been that high up in Scotland before. The furthest hill then I'd ever been up to was Aberdeen, and that was a long time ago. So the scenery up there is spectacular, to be honest. If you've never been up, I would recommend you definitely do it. Because I think now my parents are thinking about going up to Johnny Groats, because they've never been up there. But it's amazing, to be honest. Like, the beaches and everything. Like, down here, if you went to the beach, they'd be hearing people up there, just lovely white sand, and nobody on them. So if I hadn't been that we're doing cycle, I would have gone to the beach and well played, but I thought better of it. Anyway, so the first day of the cycle, which was Sunday the 9th of August, which in my opinion was probably the hardest day of cycling, because like, it was sort of, there was that many hills, it's like up, down, up, down, up, down. It was just like, oh my good God. I knew it was going to be bad, because I'd already sort of plotted on memory map, and it told you all the hills and stuff were going to be, so I knew it was going to be quite bad, but I didn't think it was going to be quite that bad. See, the problem is that if you follow in the coast, every time you sort of go down to a village or a town next to the sea, you have to go right down, and then you end up going back out again. So basically, apparently, our total ascent was 1,628 metres or thereabouts, which basically a mountain's, I think, about 1,000 metres, so it's basically like climbing a mountain and a half, so going up, down constantly, and also it was 64 miles long the first day. On our average speed was 11.5, which wasn't that bad. And our max speed we got to was 35.2, and that took us 5 hours 35 and 40 minutes, which took us from Johnny Groats to Tongue. Luckily, the weather wasn't too bad that day, but it was actually hot than it was going to be, so I sort of, I wouldn't say burnt, but I did go a bit brown. Also, looking at my arm, that's the end of cycle, it's the most tan I've probably ever been, but it's funny tan, it goes from the bottom of my hands up to basically my arm, with the sort of sleeve is on my legs. Well, let's not go for what the tan looks like there. So anyway, and then day two, we cycled from Tongue to Carsdale Castle, I think that's how you call it, which originally meant we planned, we couldn't stay in the castle because it was fully booked, but luckily we got there, some people had dropped out, so we asked again. But anyway, more about that day. That day, again, was quite a hilly day, but after you got the first day of the way, in my opinion, it wasn't quite so bad. Let's have a quick look at the altitude graph. Yeah, and that day, in total ascent, we only climbed 873, apparently, and that was 47.99 miles of an average speed of 10.8. I think our speed started to drop, but at that point, Mike's knee already started hurt, unfortunately, which is a bit of a bummer. And then the next day, we cycled from Carsdale Castle to Loch Ness, which again, that was another quite long day, and again, there's quite a number of hills in that. That was 63 miles. I'd never seen Loch Ness before, but I wasn't that impressed by it, because I don't know, it just seemed a bit, I don't know. Also went to the so-called Loch Ness Tourist Centre, and at 4:30, I think it was, they'd stop serving food, and you think, you're meant to be like a really busy place, and yet you stop serving food at 4:30, which in my opinion is not particularly that good. And then the next day, we cycled from Loch Ness to Glencoe, which again, that was another quite long day. It was 58 miles we did. And again, that day, it started to rain quite a lot, which was sort of a downwards thing. Because we'd only, the first 2 days were basically dry, and then, well, from then on, I basically got wet, to be quite honest. As well, we stopped in Fort William, because it was pissing down, and just to sort of use up something, and we didn't get too fossil too early. And we went into a pub, and just sort of sat down, and this random person asked what we were doing, and basically told him, like, I'm going to go to Land's End, and he gave us 20 quid for the charity, which was really nice. And people say people in Scotland are tight, but they can't be that tight, just some random person gives you 20 quid, which of course I've added to the Just Given page. And then the next day would have been from Glencoe to Clarne, which was 63 miles, with an average speed of 11.4, and that took us 5 hours 35. That was an okay day, but Mike by this point was really starting to moan at me, coming out of comments like, I hate cycling and stuff like that, I'm going to sell my bike and stuff, but I don't think it ain't much of it, to be honest. I just thought it was all being a grump, but that, of course, all changed when he actually got to Clarne, because basically the night before he said he was going to continue, and the next day he said he'd had enough, he'd hurt his knee, and he was basically going home and dumping me in the process, which wasn't a very nice thing to do. So let's just say the next 2 days after that, I was not in the mood for cycling, as a bit of a downer, because I did think about throwing the whole thing in, but then I thought, I've been planning this for a long time, I spent, well, £2,000 on it. Yes, don't tell everyone to do that. £2,000 on the cycle, and total time you had the bikes and accommodation, and I thought, I'm not going to throw my gym away. And also the dog chat had, like, agreed to sponsors and stuff, and I thought, again, it makes them look bad if I end up pulling out. So basically, then I cycled from Clarne to New Lanark all by myself, and that day it was absolutely pissing it down. Normally I think it'd been quite peed off that it was raining, but since I was already in a foul mood anyhow and everything else, it just didn't bother me. I ended up getting to Youth Hostel stupidly early because it didn't open till 5 and I got there at 2:30, but luckily the front doors opened, so I was able to let myself in and dry my clothes and sit down what's in top gear. That Youth Hostel was really nice, as to be said, but I just was in a bit of a weird mood, as you imagine. So that day, as I said, it was 41 miles and it took me 4 hours 1 minute. And also there's a bit of a strange thing, it's the whole cycle of virtually not walking up a single hill, but I got there and there was like a really steep hill going up to it, and I just had to walk up, but I didn't have a choice. And then I thought it might be to get back on my bike, but the panniers were just that damn heavy. But since as well Mike had dropped it, it meant my weight had basically doubled, which again, was a bit of a pain. And then the next day I cycled from, where did I go, from New Lanark to Carlisle, and that one was, that was 79 miles, which up until then was the longest one I'd done in a day, which, that day was a bit strange, it was my longest sort of day, but it was also the one that had the best average speed. I did 13.5 miles an hour, which for just on 80 miles, in my opinion, is damn good. As well, that day it rained on and off again. Well, actually, it started pissing it, but luckily it dried up by the time we got to Carlisle. The Carlisle Youth Hostel is really nice. It's sort of a student accommodation during their, well, term time. So basically, it meant you have your own bedroom, which is for only one person. It was normally in youth hostels, like, you have a room and you might have up like 8 people in it, basically. So it's really quite novel in my room. And also, it's a bit weird because they had a bath, which I did think about using, but then I thought, can't be arsed running and everything else, so I chose not to. And then the next day, I cycled from Carlisle to Sedbourne. I also get the name of this place wrong, so somebody's going to tell me. Again, this day wasn't too bad, but I was still on a bit of a downer. But luckily, when I was doing it, I met somebody called Clive, who was happened to be going the same way from Donegal to Land's End. So I cycled to him for sort of about half the day, which was really quite nice. Just sort of chatting. And we also exchanged phone numbers, so we could sort of like keep texting each other and finding out where the other person got to, so we could aim to get to Land's End on the same day. So that was basically, maybe not quite that day. Actually, looking at it, that day was 90 miles, which is one of the longest days, and also the hills is like, oh my good god. And, oh god, the highest point I climbed up to on the bike was 420 metres, which basically was higher than any point, even during the whole Highlands, which is a bit weird. And also, I saw a sign that said it's like 9 miles, I think it was, and that 9 miles ended up taking me about an hour and a half at least. It was just like, oh my god, I didn't get too far until 8:30. I could have kissed the receptionist when I got there, to be honest. I was just so happy that I got there, that, yay, I made it! Which was quite good. And then the next day, I cycled from there to Chester, which, again was another long day. It was 88 miles. It was only the first bit of that day, which is a bit of a killer, sort of getting out of there. But when I sort of got near to Chester, it became quite flat. And also, it was a bit of a weird day, but I sort of cycled really near Manchester and lots of other big cities, but I didn't seem to go in any of them. I could sort of see them, but as I didn't go into myself. I mean, at one point, I could see the Boulton Wanderers Stadium through the field, which again was a bit weird. But again, if you go to the website, which is end-to-end-cycle.co.uk, you can have a look at the map and you'll be able to see precisely where we went. Oh, yeah. And Chester was one of my rest days. Well, I wasn't having a rest day, we get onto that. Basically, my parents agreed to come down and see me. I'd pick the rest day so we and Mike could have a look around Chester, but I thought, well, I can't really do it by myself. Just sitting there, bored now. So my parents agreed to come down, which was really nice of them. So we spent a day in Chester, which was great fun, and it's most fun in a long time. I've been to Chester a number of times, so it's sort of nice having a look around. And we also went out for a meal, which again was very nice. So thanks very much to my parents coming down. And then the next day, I cycled from Chester to Chumclun, I don't know, somewhere in wherever it is. And that, again, was quite an easy day. That was 73 miles, and that took me 6 hours 11 minutes. You can tell I'm getting into it now, because I'm sort of saying that's quite a sort of day. Because now, when if I said 80 miles, I'm like, ooh, 80 miles! And that day was quite good. And also, when I was doing it, I met somebody who was riding a horse from Lansdowne, from Edinburgh down to South Wales somewhere, raising money for some charity, but I can't remember the name of it. I think if you look on the website again, I'll put a plug for there. And also, when I got to his place, it was quite good. I ended up meeting three young lads who ended up turning out or going more or less the same route as me, but started off the day after me. So they basically cut off me because I had a rest day in Chester. So we basically agreed for the next 2 days we'd cycle with each other, which what cheered me up immensely, as we said, because cycling by myself had got a bit bored, and also being three young lads, some of the things they did was, well, quite hilarious, to be quite honest. So basically, I cycled to a place called Will Spickner. That's the one, which that was 51 miles, which is quite a short day. Can't remember much about that, to be honest. And the next day, which was the 21st, we cycled from Will Spickner to a place called Street, and that was 74 miles. That day wasn't too bad. But it was stupidly hilly and also stupidly windy, so on the whole cycle, it was the only day I was actually scared of my life, because I basically got really close to getting blown under chuck, but luckily the wind took me away from it, and luckily the side wind went sort of flying down that, so after that I wasn't going that fast, because every time a gust of wind hit me, I was like, I'm going to come off! I was sort of getting a bit panicky by the whole thing. And also, you could tell the young lads didn't care, because one of them has to get the bike up to like 40-something miles an hour on that day, and I was thinking, no chance am I going to do that, because even in that really windy day, I got my bike up to 34, but after they nearly get blown off, I'd slowed down. Also, that day was really good, because we cycled over the Severn Bridge, which is something else I wanted to do, and also we cycled over the Clifton Suspension Bridge in Bristol, which, again, something I'd wanted to do and never done before. That's really good. And then the next day would have been the 22nd, which the lads were going a different way, but they were staying in some friend's house, so I ended up having to go all by myself. So basically that day I cycled from Street to Okehampton, which was 81 miles, which again wasn't too bad of a day, but a bit of a strange day though. I was sort of cycling, basically didn't have clues going, so it wasn't the GPS, I didn't have a clue to get there. Oh yeah, and this year Foss was really nice. It's next to an old train station, so it was in basically what would have been the Goodshed, which was really quite nice. And then the next day, which would have been the 23rd, I cycled from Okehampton to Perranport, whatever the hell they call it. Basically, I was going to cycle to somewhere else that day, but the place is fully booked, so basically that day I did 20 miles onto the journey, and the next day it meant I lost 20 miles, but I really enjoyed that day. Even if it rained, I was cycling through Cornwall, and I'd forgotten just how nice Cornwall was, because I was just looking at the beaches and everything else. And also when I got to Perranport, it was, well, totally amazing. If you look on my website, you'll see some pictures I've taken. It's just like the scenery there is just amazing. And also if you watch Seaside Rescue on BBC One, that's they film it there quite an awful lot. To be honest, I could have just stayed there because it was just so good, and all sorts of people in wetsuits, but we won't go into that. And then the next day, I cycled from Perranporth to Land's End, which is the last day of the cycle, and that day was, well, it was only 39 miles, making the sort of state of any cycle. And also that day, Clive texted me to say basically where he was, and he sent me one saying he only had 9 miles to go, so I knew he was going to get there before me, but to be honest, that didn't bother me, as it meant when he got there, I would have somebody to chat to. So the last day was sort of a bit of a high and a low, because it meant I knew the end of the cycle was near, but it was a high because I knew I'd completed one of my life ambitions, which is really good, to be honest. But actually when I got there, sort of a bit of a mixture of a high and a low, to be honest. What else happened? Oh yeah, Mark, the person that gave me a lift up, came down to meet us, which is very nice. So thanks, Mark. And also, he did something really embarrassing. He bought a bottle of champagne, and at a sort of official photograph place, he made me spray it everywhere and empty it. And with all these people watching me, it was so embarrassing. I just don't do it when people watching at me. Oh yeah, and also when I got to Land's End, luckily the three young lads, like, well, they also got there the same day, so I was like a little family reunion meeting all the people that I'd sort of met along the way, which was really good. I'll definitely do the cycle again, it was great fun. If you ever do get the chance to do the Entrance Cycle Mod, I would definitely recommend you do it, because it's, well, one of these things I think for my entire life I'm going to look back at. I know I got dumped in the middle of it, which sort of did put a bit of a damper on it, so probably you're going to remember it for that as well, but hey-ho, I got to the end, and I proved that I'm a really stronger person, and I think this might be my longest podcast ever, and if you've listened to the whole thing, well done for listening to it all, and I'll speak to you all in the next podcast. Bye for now.